invite you to hear the words of our reading for this morning, taken from the second chapter of the book of Acts of the Apostles, beginning with verse 38. And this follows on the heels of St. Peter's Pentecost sermon to the massive crowd gathered in Jerusalem in the temple courtyard. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Please be seated. Years ago, I was watching an interview with a lawyer, and he was talking about some of the interesting aspects of his work. He happened to be an attorney that worked in the field of inheritances and people's wills, and his job oftentimes was to go and talk to people and sometimes even find people in someone's will, and they were unaware that they were included in the will, sometimes distant relatives. And he would tell stories about how fun and interesting of a job this was, that maybe someone with a massive estate had included someone in their will, and this money was now to be given to them and distributed to them, this great treasure, and yet the people didn't even really know about it. And how exciting it was to bring that news to people and to get them to realize that you have inherited this. That's sort of what takes place for us whenever we have baptism. And we can see that reflected in St. Peter's words following his sermon on Pentecost. All of us in this world, because of the sin we are born in poverty, abject spiritual poverty. We have nothing to hold up before God that would please him. There's nothing about our lives that would cause us to somehow be considered good enough by God to accept us. And in front of us, all we have is a grave and death and the potential for everlasting condemnation by ourselves. But God, in his gracious goodness, has taken and written us into his will through the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the ink of the will of God. The blood of Christ shed on the cross that made payment for every sin that would have kept you and me out of heaven. Through Christ, this has all now been forgiven. And so there is this massive, fantastic, heavenly, divine inheritance, this tremendous estate of God, this treasure of God that he now wants dispensed into the world. And he wants people to find out about it and to know about this and to hear about this. And so he has devised a way and different ways to bring that treasure to us. And one of those beautiful ways to dispense the treasure of Christ to us is the waters of baptism. That seems pretty lowly, seems pretty small, pretty insignificant. Martin Luther used to say, all of us are tempted to look at baptism and stare at it the way a cow stares at a barn door. Like, what is the big deal? But God, when you look at what God says in Scripture about it, what he attaches to this tremendous sacrament is amazing. Just look at the words in front of us. It's for the remission of sins. You're baptized to have your sins forgiven. St. Peter says, when this happens, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's faith, the one thing that can take us to heaven. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So, is this to be a selective process? Only certain people get this? No. Look what Peter yells to the crowd that day following his sermon. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Men, women, children, let every one of you be baptized. The promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off. That's talking about us today. As many as the Lord our God will call. So what a blessing it is for us again on our campus today, for Kylia, to have an opportunity to see the Lord working through this wonderful sacrament to deliver these tremendous blessings to her. And may all of us reflect on the blessings we have received in our baptism as well. And because of that, the great inheritance that's waiting for us above. Amen.